Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Trump and the Jews add their ideological dream to their colonial ambitions to destroy the Islamic Ummah. On Saturday evening, March 14, 2026, the Jewish entity's Prime Minister Netanyahu stated in a press conference, quote, "I believe we all realize that we will ultimately reach the kingdom of heaven. We will reach the stage of preparing for the return of the Messiah. We can secure our future thanks to this immense spiritual and physical power combined." He further explained that the ongoing confrontation is, quote, "the war of resurrection that will lead to the redrawing of the map of the Middle East." Prior to this, a scene circulated of U.S. President Trump surrounded by pastors inside the White House, where they encircled him, placing their hands on his shoulders to offer prayers and blessings for him and for victory in his war against Iran. Meanwhile, approximately 30 Democratic members of Congress called for an internal investigation into hundreds of complaints filed by American soldiers who stated that the U.S. and the Jewish entity's war on Iran was presented to them as a biblical prophecy aimed at hastening the return of the Messiah. The issue of ideological mobilization has become a prominent feature of the Trump administration and the Netanyahu government. This is not a passing phenomenon. Rather, it reveals a belief within them. Though they are delusion that represent firm convictions and doctrines. Weeks ago, Mike Huckabee, the U.S. ambassador to, quote, Israel, stated that he saw no problem with the Jews controlling the entire Middle East, claiming that Palestine was a land given by God to a chosen people. Prior to this, the U.S. Secretary of State appeared with a cross drawn on his forehead, and the Secretary of Defense, War, published a photo of himself with a cross tattooed on his body along with extremist and intolerant terms like the word kafir. In their aggression and wars against Muslims in their lands, these people add religious beliefs and ideological dreams to their colonial ambitions, gathering followers and extremists around them to be their support and aid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَذَٰلِكَ زُيِّنَ لِفِرْعَوْنَ سُوءَ عَمَلِهِ وَصُدَّ عَنِ السَّبِيلِ وَمَا كَيْدُ فِرْعَوْنَ إِلَّا فِي تَبَابٍ. And so Pharaoh's evil deeds were made so appealing to him that he was hindered from the right way. But the plotting of Pharaoh was only in vain. Ghafir 37. After the slogans of democracy, freedoms, modernity, and human rights were exposed and were buried beneath the tracks of their tanks and under tons of rubble in homes destroyed by their bombs, this necessitates that the Muslim Ummah, and especially its armies, take this matter very seriously. If they do not swiftly defend their deen, their Ummah, and their lands, then they should know that these criminals are determined to enslave them, seize their lands, and desecrate their sacred sites to achieve their colonial ambitions and false ideological dreams. And they do not conceal this, but their task is easy if the sincere among them are resolute, in accordance with Allah's words. As such, Allah frustrates the evil plans of the disbelievers. Al-Anfal 18. And in fulfillment of Allah's true promise, which he never breaks,
إِنْ أَحْسَنْتُمْ أَحْسَنْتُمْ لِأَنفُسِكُمْ وَإِنْ أَسَأْتُمْ فَلَهَا فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ لِيَسُوءُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْا تَتْبِيرًا.
And when the second warning would come to pass, your enemies would be left to totally disgrace you and enter the place of worship as they entered it the first time and utterly destroy whatever would fall into their hands. Al-Isra 7. Therefore, O loyal soldiers, make up your minds and hasten to give bay'ah to a righteous caliph who will put an end to the schemes of these dreamers and send them back to their homes. If they still have any, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ لِلَّهِ يُورِثُهَا مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Indeed, the earth belongs to Allah alone. He grants it to whoever He chooses of His servants. The ultimate outcome belongs only to the righteous. Al-A'raf 128. the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir.